It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong, reporting from Chicago, with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Thursday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by the Climate Corporation. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up.
Your data isn't just a record of what's happening. It's your fields telling you what they need. Climate Field View gives you the tools to listen more clearly. We're your data partner to help you get the most out of every acre by managing your entire operation in one easy-to-use digital platform. Use your inputs where they'll have the greatest impact and evaluate crop performance to discover what works and what doesn't. Armed with these insights, you can make data-driven agronomic decisions to help reach your goals and maximize profitability. Put your data to work with Climate Field View. To learn what Climate Field View can do for your operation and start feeling the pulse of the land in the palm of your hand, contact your local dealer or visit climate.com. Climate Field View services provide estimates, recommendations, and do not guarantee results. More information at climate.com/disclaimers.
Well, did you hear that rumble coming from Detroit yesterday? The company that put Americans in cars affirmed that those vehicles are going the way of the Model T, and that they'll focus on trucks and SUVs. Ford Motor Company said its traditional car lineup soon will be trimmed to just the Mustang and a new Focus Active crossover vehicle that comes out next year. Gone will be the Taurus, the Fiesta, the Ford Fusion. And this is hard to imagine, but 2 years from now, nearly 90% of Ford's product lineup in North America will be trucks, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. From this week in agribusiness, our agriculture trade ambassador says there's no good time to be addressing our huge trade deficit with China. Ambassador Greg Dowd, a native of Kansas, says China's flooding the world with steel has been going on way too long. He pointed out to us farm broadcasters visiting Washington that China's excess capacity of steel production is 7 times greater than our production, and that China has been producing as much steel in a month as the U.S. has been in an entire year. And then there's the Chinese stockpiles of grains they've produced. Ambassador Dowd says China has about 47% of the world's residual supply of wheat, more than 40% of the residual supply of corn, and about 2/3 of the world's residual supply of rice. Excess supplies of commodities that Dowd says are depressing the global prices for these grains. And he added transparency continues to be a problem when it comes to China. Despite the rules of the World Trade Organization, China hasn't reported its agricultural subsidies in 8 years. Pilfering from the collection plate at church? We hear about it from time to time, in rural communities and big ones. It's hard to fathom for many of us in the flock. And the magnitude of this reported theft is a shocker. At Chicago's downtown Holy Name Cathedral, one of the highest-profile houses of worship in the heartland of America, it's being reported as a possible six-figure loss. As much as $100,000 may have been taken. Police have zeroed in on the security firm the church uses. But now stealing from the church? Oh, there has to be a special place down there for those people. That's the Morning Midwest Digest. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.